Harold Chase is being interviewed by Renee Garalick for Concord's Oral History Program, sponsored by the Concord Historical Commission. The interview is taking place at his home at 76 Prairie Street on October 31st, 1977. Mr. Chase will be 90 years old. Would you describe the acquisition of the Hapgood Wright Town Forest while serving on the 300th Anniversary Committee?
It seems that 50 years previously, on the 250th anniversary of the town, a man named Hapgood Wright moved, and I think originally from Concord, and left a sum of money to be used for any purpose the town wished on the 300th anniversary. I happened to be on the committee for that anniversary, and after much discussion of various uses for it, we finally decided on the town forest. And we decided on the fairy land as the most beautiful place in town.
What was the workers who worked on the town forest, who employed them?
The WPA, that was during the Depression, and that was financed from federal government.
Mm-hmm. And about how many trees were they responsible for planting?
Well, over a period of 2 or 3 years, we planted 11,000 seedlings. The seedlings, of course, as you may know, come from the state nursery. And they're only about 6 inches or a foot high when we get them.
You had a humorous story about Beeb Hosmer attempting to plant black
walnut
trees.
Beeb was very much interested. In fact, he had charge of the WPA workers. And he brought some black walnuts down from New Hampshire, bushels that he was going to plant all over the forest. He left them in a pile and went away to some other part of the place and came back. They're all gone. The squirrels are taking them. Of course, that's the way that nut trees are spread anyway by the squirrels, by burying them and forgetting them.
Am I going to question?
Yes.
And one of the problems we frequently ran into was in the planting young pine, you have to do some thinning of the bark, about 100% thinning itself. And many people, especially women, who criticize it for destroying bird cover. But it's one of those things you can't make a novel without breaking eggs, and that is our problem.
The Town Forest Committee became the Natural Resources Committee?
The Town Forest Committee was eventually absorbed by the Natural Resources Board.
Mm-hmm. How long did you serve on it?
On the Forest Committee? Yeah. About 35 years.
Mm-hmm. And you were chairman?
I was chairman for most of the time.
Mm-hmm. The first chairman was?
Samuel Hoare.
Okay. If Judge Kise was prominent in Concord Center, were you aware of the John Fitzgerald family in West Concord?
Oh, yes. Mr. Fitzgerald was then congressman of the Boston District, and he was very prominent in West Concord and very well liked. And his daughter Rose, of course, became the mother of the President of the United States.
And you knew her as a child?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there some association with her that you just would like to talk about?
Well, one time we, at the site of the present Thurlow School, she and I were about in the fourth grade. And we were playing with matches, and we set the whole field afire and had the Concord Fire Department out to fight it.
And you attended elementary school with her?
Yes.
Is Chase Road named after a member of your family?
My uncle, who was a strawberry grower, he
In fact, he raised all kinds of fruit, strawberries and peaches and grapes. The strawberries was his biggest item.
And where was the extent of his land holdings?
All this area up where we are now, and also down the Pussy Riot playground. Mm-hmm.
So would you say it extended from the Thoreau School to the...
Over the Main Street, over Route 62. Away from the river, over to Route 62, and also down to the Pussy Riot playground. Mm.
What area divisions constituted Concord Junction, now known as West Concord?
Well, there was really three, what is now West Concord, at one time really three villages. It was Concord Junction, which previously, the main Concord Junction had been called Warnerville, Westvale, where the Damon Mills were, and the prison village.
I see. How
well... Well, very interesting, and very good. I've heard my father tell about a very, it was happened before I was born, a very interesting thing. It was great. People were very much enthused over getting rid of the name Warnerville. And when it was finally changed, they had a big parade in the town. They had a hearse with a sign across it, Warnerville is dead.
And of course, Concord Junction.
It became Concord Junction. Mm-hmm.
Because of the different railroad lines?
Yeah, two railroads made. Mm-hmm.
And which railroad lines were they?
The Boston and Maine and the New Haven.
Mm-hmm. How well did the diverse ethnic groups get along in West Concord?
Very well.
Was there a feeling of separation from Concord Center?
At one time, but it has died out now. There was a feeling when I was quite young. But I think it's very much died out now.
You mentioned at one point about the National Guard drawing together the
I think that's one thing that did bring the boys, especially the young men, from Concord and West Concord together. And it also brought the various ethnic groups together.
And this was held at the Armory?
The Armory, yeah. It was a little company I had, the 6th Infantry. Mm-hmm.
So, would you place that around World War One?
Well, it's still in existence. Mm-hmm. But it's a different name, a different company now, a different name, it's a different outfit. Mm-hmm.
Though the period of time that you first saw...
That company was in existence, I think, ever since the 1775.
I see. How aware were West Concordians of the reformatory in their lives?
A very important industry in the town. In fact, it was the biggest, for many years, the biggest employer. And it was, up until, compared to 2 years ago, really a reformatory. And they had a wonderful system there which is copied all over the country. But in a sense, they've degenerated now into just a correctional prison.
You spoke of grading the prisoners at one time.
Yes, when every inmate that came in was put in the second grade. And with good behavior, he went in the first grade, and those in the first grade were allowed special privileges. They could have meetings and things like that. And those in the third grade, those in the bad characters, they were just segregated.
Were the prison officials part of the community?
Oh yeah, very much so.
Did this school for the reformatory exist then?
Well, they had evening classes there for those that couldn't pass the 8th grade.
Did you yourself teach there?
Yeah, for a short time, about a year.
Thank you.
I just want to say pay a tribute to a very great man who has just died, Raymond Emerson. He was one of the finest men, the most public-spirited men that I ever knew.
What was your association with him?
We've been on various committees together. Mm-hmm. And I know him as a citizen of the town, a very good citizen of the town. One of the best.
Thank you.